Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 32. This is our last podcast for the year 2016, and we are so excited that we've actually done a half a year's worth of podcasts trying to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. And see, that's the purpose for the Finding Clarity podcast. It's a ministry of Kermansville Christian Church in Kermansville, Pennsylvania, where we try to answer questions that folks might have about Christianity and the Christian life and try to help them through the scripture to come to some sort of conclusion on their own. And as we do this final podcast for the year 2016, I think it's appropriate that we look at a question that really a lot of people struggle with, especially if you're a Christian. You struggle with the whole issue, and I struggle with the whole issue of forgiveness. And specifically, we're going to look at the question that I hear so often, and that is, how can I forget when I forgive? How can I forget when I forgive? And this question comes out of a premise that a lot of people hold to in the church, is that when we forgive somebody their sins, when especially the sins that they have committed against us, we're supposed to forget about them. So that's what we're going to look at today. How can I forget when I forgive? And so we're going to try to look at this issue from a couple of standpoints. First of all, we're going to talk about the struggle. Why is this a struggle for people? The whole issue of forgetting with the issue of forgiveness. And then we're going to kind of show, as we through that struggle, how we arrive at this concept. And then we're going to see that really our thought process that we need to forget when we forgive is actually wrong. It's actually wrong. Nowhere does it tell you to forget those offenses that have occurred against you. Yes, you're to forgive, but we're going to see that that premise is wrong. We're going to talk about forgiveness as a process. And then we're going to, I guess, address the big issue, because a lot of times when it comes up about you forgetting is usually when you're in confrontation with the person who has hurt you. A lot of times it comes up, well, you're still remembering that. We're going to talk about the reaction to the issue of forgiveness reflecting the heart. So let's go right into it today. Let's talk about the struggle. Here's the thing. Every single person has to come to a place of forgiveness because everyone has had somebody do something against them and hurt them. And you and I meet people all the time, and you might even be one of these folks, if you're listening to this podcast, who is holding on to something that somebody did to you. Maybe it's been years ago, maybe it was just yesterday. And the hurt is so great, but here you are, a believer in Jesus Christ, and you know that you need to forgive them. But the problem is that what was done to you is so huge and so devastating, there's no way you can bring yourself to that place to forgive them. And even if you do bring yourself to that place of forgiving them, how can you forget what they've done to you? Why do we even come to this concept of forgetting when we forgive? So let's talk about it. How do we arrive at that conclusion? Well, it comes right out of a misunderstanding of the scripture. Well, let's go ahead and just talk about the issue of forgiveness, why we should forgive. If you go through Jesus' teaching in the Gospels, and especially some of the teaching in the letters from the apostles, you find very clearly that the issue of forgiveness is not an option for you and I. It's something that you and I must do. So, for instance, Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Here's another one, Matthew 18:35. And so my heavenly Father will also do for each of you from his heart who does not forgive his brother his trespasses. That's talking about punishing those who don't forgive. In Ephesians 4:32, Paul writes, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Colossians 3:13, Paul, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. Now, we recognize from the scripture, from the teaching of Jesus, from the teaching of the apostles, that it is important for you and I to forgive others because Jesus has forgiven us, and we're to forgive them as Jesus forgave us. Now, here's where the problem comes in. Here's where the struggle is that people have concerning the whole issue of forgiveness. Because if you read through the Old Testament, you come across a passage in the book of Isaiah 43:25, where it talks about God declaring his forgiveness and who he is. And listen to what Isaiah writes. He says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will remember, I will not remember your sins. It's very clearly talking about that when God forgives, he doesn't remember our sins. So what is a logical conclusion in our mind is if I'm to forgive as Christ has forgiven me, that insinuates that I need to not remember those things anymore. But the problem is we do. Because the offense has been so great. How can I possibly do what God's calling me to do, to forgive and forget as he forgives and forgets? Well, I think we need to come to an understanding here. And the understanding is this. First of all, when it talks about forgiveness in the New Testament, that you are to forgive as Christ has forgiven, it's not talking about that you are to forgive in the way that God forgives. But see, because God, when he forgives, he does many things in his forgiveness. He remembers them no more. That is, he doesn't hold us accountable for our sin later on. That's an aspect of his not remembering. The offense is not held against us for us to give an account for later on. Number one, that's the first thing I want you to see. The other thing is that he removes from us the guilt and the shame of doing that. He's the one who removes that. There's no way that you can do that with a person. You can't remove, number one, the offense of what they've done. Number two, you can't cause that to, you can't cause them to remove the shame from a person. There's only one person who can do that. So the premise here is, I need you to understand, is God forgives and we're to forgive as God forgives, but the problem is you're not God. So don't expect to forgive as God forgives. Our forgiveness is something else. What is it? It's placing in the hands of God that person who hurt you and allowing God to deal with them. You forgive them their sins. It's coming to an understanding. So for instance, many times you'll see in the New Testament, especially in, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What's going on there? What's going on there when Jesus says that, when we see Stephen say that in the book of Acts? He's recognizing, he has a greater perspective that they truly don't understand the depth of what they're doing. And so he's placing them in the hands of God to deal with them, who understands all things. See, it's putting that person in the hands of God. You say, okay, well, George, that still doesn't remove the concept here that I have that I'm supposed to forgive and forget like God does. what you're saying is that no way is it telling me that I need to forget. Well, I'm going to bring up another passage to you. Revelation chapter 6. There's an interesting statement there. It's concerning the martyrs, concerning those who have given their life for Jesus Christ in this world. And it says this. Well, let me read it to you. He's opening the fifth seal of judgment. Chapter 6, verse 9, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who have been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they are was completed. Here's the thing. Here we see those who have died for the Christian faith. Aren't they supposed to forgive? Yes, they're supposed to forgive. But here's what they've done. They've placed those who have hindered them in the hands of God, but yet they still call for justice for what was done to them. They still call for justice. They call for God to be the one to deal with those who have hurt them, who have killed them, who've martyred them. So this is what I'm trying to help you understand. You are not required to forget because, first of all, it's impossible. It's impossible. You can't just forget things, especially you can't forget those things that have been done against you. Nobody requires that of you. Well, there is somebody who requires that of you. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But the issue is that you and I need to grasp with this is that when we talk about forgiveness, we're talking about placing them into the hands of God for God to deal with them. Because here's what I want you to understand. The concept of forgiveness is in the direct opposite of another biblical concept, and that's vengeance. See, human tendency is when somebody hurts you, you want to have vengeance on them. The scripture calls us not to be vengeful, for God is our avenger, but rather to forgive them, placing them in the hands of the one who will avenge us. Placing them in the hands of those who will avenge us. Now, part of the struggle with forgetting, we want to forget, but we need to understand this, is that forgiveness is a process. Forgiveness is a process. And folks, as with any process, that's a day-by-day, moment-by-moment thing where you have to continually give over to God and say, God, I forgive them. God, I forgive them. God, I forgive them. And it may take years, and sometimes it does take years, to come to a place where you have placed them into God's hands and you trust them to God to do what he's going to do with them. Now, I'm going to talk about why do we end up having this be such an issue for us? And I think a lot of times it has to do with our interactions with those who have hurt us, especially if they are a Christian. So let's take, we've got a fellow who has been hurt by another fellow, and that fellow who's been hurt has been devastated by what has happened, but he knows as a believer that he needs to forgive, and he tells that person, I forgive you. But as they continue in their relationship over time, occasionally that hurt of what was done keeps coming up. And so that person who was hurt will say, well, you hurt me here. You did this to me. And the person who was the offender will say, well, you forgave me. Why do you keep bringing this up? Aren't you supposed to forgive and forget? I think it's wrong that you keep bringing this up. See, that's the problem here. The problem is that a lot of times the issue comes to us because of the one who has offended us or hurt us, and their reaction to the fact that we can't overcome what was done. We can't just forget the offense. Well, I'm going to say to you that the issue isn't the one who was offended. The issue isn't the one who was hurt and who keeps remembering. Remember, you're going through a process. You're going to remember. The issue is with the offender. And what really I want you to see is that the reaction from the offender to the person that was hurt really reveals the heart of the offender. It really reveals the heart of the offender. In fact, it is the difference, let me just go ahead and say it, it is the difference between repentance and remorse. The difference between repentance and remorse. There's a difference. Both appear to be the same when someone is confronted. When I confront someone who's hurt me, there may be repentance or remorse. There's a feeling, sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know, please forgive me. But time actually reveals the difference. See, repentance is an owning of the offense and recognizing that I've hurt you and therefore I need to do what I can to make that right, no matter how long it takes. Remorse is only for the moment. I'm sorry, I got caught, yes, I acknowledge it, but I want it to go away. And when you keep bringing it up, 2 years, 10 years later, when you keep bringing it up, you're not sensitive to the fact that what you did to me hurt me so much and so you just trivialize it. You think, well, you forgave me, you should forget this. See, there's no owning to it. That's remorse. That's the thing. So when you have somebody say to you, well, you were supposed to forget as you forgave, they're really not owning their sin. They're really not owning the problem. And you say, well, wait a minute now, George, that you've just created another problem for me then, because that's exactly what I'm facing. So it just increases my hurt. Well, here's the thing. You need to understand this about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not contingent upon the person who hurt you. Forgiveness is contingent upon you and whether or not you want to remain enslaved to the offense and the offender. Forgiveness releases you from the prison of unforgiveness. Just some thoughts to think about. You're sitting there. You've been offended, you've been hurt, something has been done against you. You can't forget. I'm saying to you, it's okay. It's part of the process. Nobody's requiring you to forget. But what is required of you is to continue to forgive and to place the one who hurt you in the hands of God, who will ultimately deal with them. Finding Clarity Podcast is an opportunity to answer questions that you and I might have about Christianity and the Christian life. And so what we try to do each week is answer a question that you might have. You say, George, I have a question, or I'd really like to look at this question. How do I get you the question? Well, there are several ways. You can go to our website, KerwinsvilleChristian.org. Go to the contact page. There's a form you can fill out there. You don't even need to put your email or identify yourself. Just put the question down there. It'll get to us, and we will try to address your question here on the podcast. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FindingClarityPodcast. You can message us through the page, or you can put the question right on the wall. We'll see it. We'll try to answer it. If you attend the church here, this is primarily a ministry for our church, you can bring a question to me at any time, and if you don't want me to know who you are, just write it down, put it in the offering, they'll get it to me, and we'll try to answer it here on the podcast. If you don't have a church home, I would encourage you, if you live in the Kerwinsville, Clearfield County area, to attend one of our services. We're located at 700 State Street. In Kerwinsville, PA, our morning worship service starts at 10:45. We're a come-as-you-are church, and so it really doesn't matter how you dress as long as you come and are seeking Jesus Christ. Next week, we're going to be in the new year, 2017, and we're going to address the issue of What if I don't feel saved? What if I don't feel saved? We're going to look at that question next week. We trust that you'll have a great new year, and we look forward to you listening next week. Take care.